It's time now for Practical Faith with Dr. Nick Cash. On Practical Faith, Nick provides 5 minutes of fuel for following Jesus in your everyday life.
Welcome back to Practical Faith. I'm Nick Cash, and I'm joined today by Lisa Williams, whom God has given a unique ministry of supporting others who have experienced a sudden or tragic loss.
Last time, we introduced the term lament as an expression of our grief directed to God. Today, we will look at the four elements of a lament psalm: turn, lament, ask, and trust. Psalm 13 will be our example to help us understand how to lament. The first component is turn. This is where the choice is made to direct grief to God instead of others, ourselves, or even nowhere. We address Him either by title or simply by speaking to Him. We turn to God with our grief. The second element is lament. In Psalm 13, verses 1 and 2, David says, "How long, Lord, will you forget me forever? How long must I wrestle with my thoughts and day after day have sorrow in my heart?" This is very direct language. And to be honest, the idea of speaking to God like this sometimes feels wrong to me. But God welcomes this because He is after communion with us in the deepest places of our hearts. And we cannot experience that without being honest with Him. If this seems uncomfortable to you too, remember that these are things you wouldn't say to someone you don't know very well. The ability to talk openly with God about our deepest despair, fears, or feelings of abandonment is proof that we know Him and trust Him. As a small child lets out all her emotions in her mother's safe arms, we too can cry to our Father, who will not let us go. The third part of a lament psalm is ask. Next, David asks. Asking means we recognize we are dependent on God. In verses 3 and 4, he says, "Look on me and answer, Lord my God. Give light to my eyes, or I will sleep in death." Throughout the Psalms, David boldly asks many things of God. Ask for what you need from Him. And if you don't know what to ask, follow David's example here, that God would give light to your eyes. This is David's way of asking God to give him perspective on his situation, God's lenses through which to view his circumstances. God welcomes us to ask for what we need. And when we are hurting, God's perspective is a bold thing to ask. The fourth and final aspect of lament is trust. In verses 5 and 6, David says, "But I trust in your unfailing love. My heart rejoices in your salvation. I will sing the Lord's praise, for he has been good to me." In these verses, David remembers his trust in God's love in the past. He praises God for his salvation in the present, and he determines to sing the Lord's praise in the future. Trust is the destination of lament, but we cannot arrive at the destination without the other steps. The author Mark Vrogup says, "A lament is a journey of trust." Keep in mind, these words of trust are just 5 verses removed from David asking God if he will forget him forever. The journey of trust must begin where we are, but as we lament, God will take us places we never thought we could go. No matter how you feel or what grief does to you, you always have the power to choose to trust in God. The automatic response of grief is deep. But as Psalm 139 says, "If I make my bed in the depths, you are there." The deepest, darkest place is exactly where you can choose to turn to God, because you will find Him right beside you. So next time you find yourself in deep grief, choose to lament. Turn to God, lament to Him, ask boldly for what you need, and keep choosing to trust Him. Lament may not change what has happened to you, but it will transform how you journey with Jesus into a life of trust in His unfailing love.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Practical Faith. Find past episodes and access more free resources on discipleship and how to integrate Christian faith into your everyday life at liketreesplanted.com.